This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast for Franklin Matters. This one is number 49 in the series. In this particular session, you give me about 10 minutes and I'll fill you in on what matters in Franklin, Mass. I'll cover my 5 findings from the recent election and review the week ahead. While I'm not finished with my analysis on the results from the election, I would like to share with what I've found thus far. By the way, I'll make the numbers from which I draw these thoughts available. There will be a link in the posting to a document. If you want a live spreadsheet version so you can do your own calculations, all you need to do is contact me. The contact information will be at the end of the podcast, as usual. First, population shifts. Precincts 6, 1, 2, and 5 are declining in their voter percent relative to the whole of Franklin's registered voters. Precincts 4, 8, and 7 are gaining in relative voter percent for that same population shift. And these numbers were calculated as a change in 2009 versus 2006. Number 2, voter participation. In 2005, the town election generated 3,119 votes. In 2007, 3,845 votes. And in 2009, the most recent one, 3,244 votes. The percent was actually 17.6 in 2005, 20.7 in 2007, and only 16.6 in 2009. So while we've grown voters over the last couple of years, as the town itself has grown, the percent of voters who actually bothered to vote has declined. Third item, the ballot position. It's an old marketing adage that says location, location, location. Well, the location on the ballot position does not make a difference. The voters clearly worked to select their candidates. Yes, the first 6 on the ballot were ultimately selected, but it's more important to note that the number 1, 3, and 5 overall finishers were located well down on the ballot. The voters knew who they wanted and weren't overwhelmed by the total number of candidates, 13. This is not new. This was also observed in the 2007 election results, where Valley, Whalen, Jurgensen, and Zolo held the bottom 4 positions, and 3 of them were elected. Valley, in fact, taking the top number of votes at that time, and Zolo was 3rd, only 1 vote behind Chris Feely in that election. Number 4, is there a hidden message? There may be something to the elect all newcomers attempt that was referenced in a few of the exit poll comments as reported in the Milford Daily News. That could have helped explain how the one candidate, Bryce Cooks, who withdrew from the race too late to actually come off the ballot, actually still received 592 votes. Number 5, what majority? In the 2007 election, 3 council candidates gathered more than 50% of the voters who actually cast their ballots. This year, 4 achieved that mark. But it's really disconcerting. 1, that so few bothered to vote overall, and 2, of those that do, so few of the candidates actually achieve a majority vote. Now recall, in a standard 2-person race, you have 1 vote. 1 person gets it, the other doesn't. In the town council, we had 13 candidates, but each voter had 9 votes. What the blanks tell us is that most folks found 5 or 6 candidates to vote for, but did not vote a full slate of 9. In fact, given the number of blanks recorded in the elections, it seems rare that a voter actually will cast their vote for all 9 of the council candidates and all 7 of the school committee candidates. How significant is the blank? Almost 35% of the ballots for town council included blanks, and just over 50% of the ballots for the school committee. What does this mean? Well, clearly there's some deep dissatisfaction, never mind non-interest, lack of interest, in the election. So we really need to understand how to better engage the Franklin voters. If you have any ideas, please let me know. I'll be spending some time on this over the next several weeks, at least. And speaking of weeks, this week coming up is a busy week indeed. On Tuesday, Gallery 218 in the Franklin High School cafeteria opens a Portrait 2009 show. The school committee meets on Tuesday as well. The town council meets on Wednesday. Third Thursday is celebrated this Thursday, again sponsored by the Downtown Partnership and held at a variety of the businesses downtown. And finally, on Friday night, the Franklin Education Foundation holds its annual casino night, its annual fundraising effort. This podcast has been a my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I certainly can use your help. How can you help? If you like this, please tell a neighbor. If you don't like this, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And the music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission.